Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening. We're studying the book of Jude, and we're grateful to God for the opportunity. We're in verse number 21 right now, and we've been studying on how to live right in a wrong world. We're certain, are we not, that we live in a world that is altogether wrong. We live in the midst of a perverse generation, a crooked generation. It's twisted. It's sick. And we'd agree with that, and we could talk about the abundance of wrong that we have, but let's focus in real good on what we're to do while all this wrong is going on. We study verses 17 through 19, how that we need to remember what Jesus said and the apostles said, that false teachers are going to be around. That was in verses 17 and verse number 18 and 19, and we described those. And then we got started on remain and how we ought to remain active devotionally. Where do we get that? Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Stay active devotionally. And then remain active prayerfully, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you're not praying in the Holy Ghost, you're simply not praying. And then we're to remain active obediently. Keep yourself in the love of God. We mean by that a person that's in love with Jesus will obey God. And then remain active hopefully. Keep the hope alive in your heart. That's in Jude chapter number 21. He's telling us what to do. Build yourself up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in the love of God. And then verse number 21. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We need to remain active hopefully. That's how we live right in a wrong world. The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ is that He's going to come and take us out of this world. This is a reference to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming, and He's coming very soon. I believe He's on the road traveling our way now. He's traveling quickly our direction. And we need to hear Him coming. We need to anticipate His coming. I think about the Lord coming sometimes. And when I was a young boy, when certain people were to come to visit the house that I loved very much, I'd stay at the window and wait for them to come down the road. I'd check every little once in a while, see if they showed up. If I heard anything, any sound that might resemble a car coming down the driveway, I'd run to the door. You know about that, don't you? That anticipation is what I'm talking about. That's called hope. That assurance that you know they are going to come and could come any moment, and you just can't handle it. You're just so excited. Christ is going to come. He's going to come according to his timetable, not our timetable. We know not the hour nor the day, but the Lord is going to come. We refer to that as the blessed hope. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. John said in Revelation 22:20, even so come, Lord Jesus. We have to remain active, hopefully. Many times we lose our hope. We lose our anticipation of Jesus coming back. It's vitally important that we believe that Jesus is going to come back. Belief behaves. When you believe a certain thing, you behave a certain way. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 2 says, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. What hope? The hope that Jesus is going to come back and we're going to appear and we shall be like him. We'll see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. So what God's saying in his word, if you believe I'm going to come back at any moment, you're going to live a pure life. You're going to live holy. Belief behaves. You know, we're not as spiritual as we might gather, as others might gather. We're carnal, aren't we? Let me tell you something, friend. We're kind of like children. Children think, oh, mom and dad, they said they'd be back in about 6 hours. So we got a good 4 hours, maybe even five, before we start having to do that list. We can do that list in an hour, right before they come back. Mom and dad said, don't get it done in 6 hours. Mom and dad said, get all the chores done by the time we get back. You understand? And so like children would do, we do the same. Oh, we got plenty of time. We don't have to be in church. Lord's not going to come back yet. It can get a lot worse before the Lord comes back. Oh, we don't have to. Surely we don't have to, you know, tell people about the Lord and be obedient and a witness. And surely we don't have to give tithes and offerings. Hello. Surely we don't have to do all that now. But every man that has that hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. If we believe that the Lord's going to come back right now, I wonder what skeletons we'd have to get out of the closet. I wonder how many of y'all have to burn up those cigarettes. I wonder how many of y'all have to pour out that beer. I wonder how many of you have to clean your phone up. I wonder how many of you out there, I'm trying to help somebody. Lord's coming back. I wonder how many of us would have to get right with another brother or sister in Christ. I wonder if there'd have to be some forgiveness made. We know the Lord's going to come back. We remain hopeful. We're really believing that Jesus is going to come back. Our conversation's going to be in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, Philippians 3:20. See, we're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:7. And if we're waiting, we're going to be working. And if we're waiting, we're going to be worshiping. And if we're waiting, we're going to be witnessing. Because when we actually wait, it's a waiting of hope. It's a waiting of anticipation. We're busy for Him. The woman that knows her husband's going to come back is hopeful that her husband's going to come back from deployment. He's going to come back home. Doesn't know when. Been serving for our country for months, maybe close to a year. She wouldn't just be lazy, would she? Not a good wife. She'd be busy getting the house just perfect. She'd be busy getting the children just right. She'd be busy when it gets close to time to have that perfect meal for them. Have the yard all nice for them. Why? Because she anticipates she'd get a phone call any minute that He's coming back home. Jesus is coming to get us, friend. And if we remain active, hopefully, believing that Jesus is going to come back, it's going to change us. It's going to change our attitude, and it's going to change our actions. Looking inspires labor. Waiting inspires working. And only what's done for Christ will last. Some saints are singing that the second coming is very, very soon, but they're not living like the second coming is very, very soon. The best evidence that the Lord's return is believed in your heart is when we'll work and labor and witness as we ought to till He comes. The Bible says, occupy till He comes. Do the business of God till He comes. Labor till He comes. Find opportunities to serve the Lord, because the days are evil. Remain active, hopefully. This could be the day. This could be the very day Jesus is going to come back. And I'm telling you, friend, we've got a to-do list of all kinds of things we've got to do. I've got a list on my phone of things to do. I wonder, if I knew the Lord was going to come back in 36 hours, would that list change at all? If I knew for certain, would that list change? That's my personal business, but you ask yourself the same question as well. The Lord is coming. He's coming very soon. And I believe He's on the road right now, traveling our way. He's going to be here very, very soon. And when that trumpet sounds, only what's done for Christ will last. How are we to live right in a wrong world? Look for the mercy of our Lord, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, God's in control. Press on. It won't be very long till we see Jesus in the clouds. God bless you. Have a great day.